Psycho Clock Habit na! Kwentuang malaman at may basihan. Hindi puro chika lang, kasama si Che Belledo at Ton Clemente. Makinig, maka-join, mahook sa isang good habit. It's the Psycho Clock Habit. Oras na!
Magandang gabi po!
Welcome to Psycho Clock Habit!
Oh my God!
Good morning, Ton!
Yes! Ano? Halatang halata po na. Ang lola ninyo ay...
distracted!
Matagal nang hindi nasa lang. Nagbabalik.
Kinakabahan ako!
Feels like...
Feels like the first time. Actually, si Jayakat to.
Ito lang tunay na boses niya.
Magandang gabi ito!
Magandang gabi sa'yo. Oh my gosh, Miss Jay! Magandang gabi sa mga nakikinig sa atin. Na-miss ka namin.
Na-miss ko din po kayo. Na-miss kita, Tonton.
Anong pakiramdam ng yung medyo matagal nang hindi mo nagawa?
Yun nga, parang first time ulit. Nakakaba, pero masaya. True. Sobrang saya.
At buti na lang, feeling ko at this point, kaya na kitang alalayan.
Ay, salamat. Sanay ka na kasi.
Uy, na-miss kita talaga.
Na-miss kita. Kasi dati parang di natin alam kung anong gagawin. Yung tutok ng microphone.
Ngayon, parang, tatandahanin ko ha.
Ayan, salamat.
Uy, bumati ka ulit sa ating mga tagapakinig.
Oo, magandang gabi po sa inyong lahat. Maraming salamat po sa pakikinig sa Psycho Clock Habit.
True! Kahit na wala po si Miss Jay, syempre gusto natin mag-thank you dun sa lahat ng mga tumulong sa atin the past few weeks, diba?
At saka, ilan na kakailan na tayo, Ton?
Ilan na nga ba?
2,339.
Why not? Facebook likes yan. Uh-oh. Sa Twitter, unti-unti na rin. 181
followers. Grabe, ang dami na. Uncurtis 1 million tayo. Malapit na. Konti na lang.
May 1 din naman yung atin. Uncurtis 1 million tayo, 181. Hindi na masama.
Hindi na masama.
Okay, Miss Jay, are you ready?
For what?
Nako, sobrang pinaghandaan ko talaga yung kumustahan question ko sa'yo for tonight.
Ah, sige,
dahil
sige.
Tagal mo nawala eh.
Okay.
So,
excited din ako, matagal ako hindi na ako kumusta.
So, eto na, ready? Okay, so ito po, tanong ko rin po sa lahat ng nakikinig sa atin.
Okay.
At ito po ay pambungad na tanong nating lahat kay Miss Jay sa kanyang pagbabalik. Okay, Miss Jay, naniniwala ka ba?
Oo.
Na
hindi na ba yung tanong?
Wala ba? Naniniwala ka ba na hindi lahat ay kayang lunukin?
Hala?
Be honest.
Hindi. Hindi, naniniwala ako na hindi lahat kayang lunukin.
Ah, talaga?
Oo, choosy ako. Hindi lahat talaga. Special yun eh.
Hala?
Oo.
Ah, talaga? Oo. So, minsan parang merong mga... ano ba, pagkakataon na too much to handle? Ano ba yung...
Oo, minsan sobra na.
Sobra na?
Oo. At saka, hindi lahat talaga, pipiliin mo lang. Oo.
Minsan tingin mo ba, may negatibong, ano yun, consequence kung... Alam mo yun, nilunok mo lahat.
Siguro, pero mas sa sarili mo eh. It's really more of... ito ba? Lahat na lang?
Oo.
Tatanggapin ko? Hindi eh.
Tama.
In fact, di ka na rin naabot dun sa punto na gusto mo pa na umabot ka dun sa iisipin mo. Lulunukin ko ba to o hindi? As much as possible, huwag mo nang paabutin mo.
Ay, ang ganda.
Choosing kasi talaga ako.
Ay,
oo.
Natin.
So, dapat, importante po, huwag lahat lulunukin mo. Oo. Yung mga pagkakataong kailangan mo lunukin, kailangan yung... sa mga importante at mga...
Handa ka. Napag-usapan, napaghandaan. At alam mo yung consequences.
Correct. At pag nilunok mo yon, sana hindi nakakababa ng iyong pagkatao. Ang bugat!
Ano ba ito?
Ano ba? Ay, kasi naman, taliwanagin mo. Ako, gets ko kung anong ibig mong...
Kasi kumbaga parang, di ba, may mga bagay na hindi natin lahat kayang lunokin or sikmurain.
Correct. Di lahat tanggapin.
Oo, hindi lahat tanggapin. Halimbawa, yung mouse.
Hmm?
Yung kasi subo ko sa'yo, hindi mo yan dapat
eh, lunukin. Ano yung punto ko? Ay, mahalaga bang lunukin ko yung mouse? So, dapat diba, mahalaga
yung, lang. Yung kamay ko, ipasok ka dyan sa banga mo, hindi mo yan pwedeng lunukin.
Ay, eh, galing sa'yo, parang okay lang. Pero sa totoo lang, tan sa buhay, ang daming gustong ipalunok sa'yo eh. Tanggapin mo na lang.
Pero kagaya halimbawa, sabi natin, parang lahat hindi kaya. Kunwari yung mga masasakit na insulto.
Salita. Exactly. Salita. Oo.
Parang...
Or mga bagay na ipapagawa sa'yo na na hindi labag. Isang ayon doon sa mga pinaniniwalaan mo.
Halimbawa, pinatalikod ka.
Oo, yan. Yan, sa riot sa pinaniniwalaan mo. No? Kasi ang pinapaniwalaan mo, ano ba to? No?
Oh. Dapat sa usapan, face to face.
Okay. Pero kung mahalaga...
Harapin mo ako.
Eh, kung mahalaga. Kung mahalaga sa'yo yung taong yan.
Pwede parang patalikod yung ano, di ba?
Oo.
Yan. So, yun po.
Exactly. So, lahat po ba kaya niyong lunukin?
Yeah. Magandang tanongin niya.
Oo.
Yung basic
Tony, ikaw. Lahat ba kaya malunukin?
Sabi ko nga...
Ba't may mga movements?
Hindi, ako, hindi kasi lahat... Parang okay sa panlasa for me. Di ba? Parang merong in bad taste, may mapait, ganyan. So parang...
Ito ibig sabihin na tikman mo na. So yung lunok na lang yung hindi.
Lalamang ganun yan. Minsan may mga bagay na parang andyan na eh. Tapos parang, ay hindi pala talaga. So talagang...
Iluluwa mo.
Gag reflex. Ganyan. Pag hindi mo kinaya, gag reflex 1,000.
Ayun nga yung sinasabi ko. Bago ka umabot sa punto na yun, kailangan sigurado kang kaya mo.
Tama.
Hirap naman ang niluluwa. Naman.
Ako ang advocacy ko yan. Ang paniniwala ko po, ito po mensahe ko sa lahat ng mga kabataang nakikinig sa atin ngayon. Na, yung mga 10 years old dyan. Para sa mga 10 years old na nakikinig sa atin, ang mensahe ko po ay lahat, hindi lahat kaya kong lunukin. Pero yung pride ko kayang-kaya.
Okay ba yun? Iisipin ko yan mabuti.
Iisipin ko mabuti. Ako, naamin ko hindi lahat kaya kong lunukin. Pero yung pride, wala akong issue dyan.
Kaya ko rin lunukin ng pride. Pero sa depende talaga eh.
Depende talaga sa lasa. Ay, yung pride mo.
Grabe, gag reflex mo. Practice ka nga.
Praktisado nga eh.
Oh my God. Pasintabi po sa mga kumakain.
Diyos ko. Pansok sa mga 10 years old na nakikinig sa atin. Ay ano ba? Kung saan na tayo napupunta? Excited
ano
na ako sa bisita natin.
Exactly. At ano ng episode natin, Ton? Episode
68. Ano ibig sabihin niya next week?
Episode 69.
Ako, mangyari niya next week. Ah. Pero bakit, let's not get too excited.
Correct. So 68 muna.
68 muna. Uh-oh. Okay, so para sa episode 68, handa na ba tayo sa title natin?
I think so.
Okay, so baka sa title natin, mahulaan na nila yung bisita natin.
Sige.
Okay, ang title ng episode 68 ngayong gabi ay
Inform naman ako kung ayan na. Isopa, please.
Ano ba dapat sa expression dito, galit?
Hindi ko alam.
Last week kasi exasperated kami ni Yakat eh. Doon sa parang, lagi ka na lang nauuna. Parang ganyan, masama loob.
Masama loob.
Ito, ano sa tingin mo dapat?
I think, ano naman.
Nakikiusap.
Nag-negotiate kasi kayo eh. Hindi kailangan galit agad, di ba?
Para
pag di kayo reform, doon ka magalit.
Okay.
I should have been informed.
Kaya nga, ang punto natin, okay, episode 68, ang title natin ay
Inform mo naman ako kung ayan na. I think, kapag sinasabi mo to, dapat nga malambing ka eh.
Ikaw, so, nasabi mo na to?
Oo naman.
Oo. Mas gusto mo talaga na ini-inform ka kung ayan na. Kasi ang usapin dito, yung biglaan eh. Ayaw.
Minsan kasi, sana may pagkakataon pa. Sorry. Sorry. Eh, sana nga, masabihan ka. Kaya lang kasi minsan, nakakalimutan.
Ano ba yan? Mukhang makakalimutin.
Oo. Hindi kasi I think pag nadadala masyado nung moment.
Oo.
So, nakakalimutan. Pero may mga signs naman eh.
Hahaha.
Oh. Oo, alam mo naman.
Okay, sige.
Oo, pero mas maganda talaga pag ini-inform. Para, para sabay kayo. Kasi diba kung katulad kanina, oh, sabi mo sa akin, oh, Miss Chi, parating na ako.
Tama.
Oh, diba?
So at least na-inform kita.
At saka nag-synchronize tayo, nag-meet tayo. Dito, papunta na dito, diba?
It's the synchronicity.
Well, minsan okay, pero hindi kailangan palagi.
Uh-oh.
But sometimes, it's important that you know what's gonna happen.
Na maabisuhan.
Oo, kung hindi dadating, at least alam mo rin.
Tama.
Hindi ka na mag-aabala, diba? Ay, ka, gusto mo ba ini-inform ka?
Ako, oo. Lalo na, oo. Oo, kasi ayoko nga nang nabibigla. At saka may mga bagay nga ako na ayokong gagawin, diba? So parang
yes.
Biglang ayan na.
Oo.
Eh, sabihan mo ko para isipin ko. Okay. Ganyan. Bigyan mo ko na 1 second to think about it.
Kahit 1 second lang.
Okay. Okay.
Paano? Ano okay nangyari? Oh, eto na.
Oh, ayan na. Boom.
Oh.
Ay.
At least nagsabi.
Oh, ayan na, ganun. Boom.
Okay. Eh paano kung ayun na?
Definitely am I. So sabi ko talaga, I should have been informed.
Correct.
Why did you not? Bakit ako? Bakit ako, di ba?
Oh, grabe, no? Oh. One letter lang.
Why not?
Uh-oh. Okay. So bakit ito yung title natin?
Tama. I think alam nyo na po yan, di ba? Mm-hmm. Last year, 2011.
Oh, alam na nila, but do you think we should inform them?
Maybe it's the role of our program.
Correct.
Oo, pero after tayo mag-break. Pero ang punto natin ay, ang pag-usapan natin ngayon, bisita natin ngayong gabi, yung nakilala sa kanyang very famous line na,
I should have been informed.
This is so 2011, but we are so lucky that he's
sobra, here. It was the number one quotable quote.
Ayon sa GMA News nga.
Correct.
Ba? Tama.
2011.
Yan. So, marami tayo itatanong sa bisita. Parang kailan naman natin? So, or surprise na lang muna?
Siguro, surprise na lang muna.
Sige. Tapos, hindi tayo kumustahan questions sa kanya. Yung pasabog natin sa pagbabalik natin. Okay ba yun?
Mm-hmm.
Sige. So, naku, abangan nyo po yung bisita natin. We'll talk about, sabihin na ba natin yung topic natin?
Oo, sige.
Talk about cyberbullying, why not? And everything in between. Everything in between. We'll talk about flash floods.
Correct. At saka, just so you know, just so you're informed, babalik po kami.
Okay. Sige, walang gulatan yan, ha?
Correct.
Sige, babalik po ang
Psycho Clock Habit.
Psycho Clock Habit.
Masarap, ulit-ulitin. Ayan na ba? Inform mo naman ako.
Ay, inform natin sila sa bisita natin kasi ayan na siya. Nagbabalik po ang
Psycho Clock Habit.
Ito po si Ton.
Si Chay po.
Ako, nagbabalik na si Miss Chay. Palakpakan tayo dyan sa sambahayan natin. Okay. At ipapakilala natin. We'll inform them about our guest.
Yes.
Na. Pero bago yun, pwede bang diretsuhin na natin sa isang malupit na tanong para lang marinig nila yung boses niya?
Oh, sige, Ton.
Bago natin po siya formally ipakilala, ano po, konting patikim muna sa ating bisita. Patikim talaga sa bisita natin. So, ang tanong namin sa iyo ngayong gabi ay, masakit ba talaga yung matira? Lalo na hindi mo alam. Na hindi ka naging aware. Tapos parang, ayun, tinira ko.
Oo, grabe. Minsan sa likod pa.
Yun na nga. Hindi
kasi hindi mo alam eh. Oo. Pero yung harapan na tira, masakit pa din yun.
Basta matira ka, ano, sakit.
Ah, sige, tanungin natin ang guest natin.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi,
Ton. Hi, Jay.
Hello.
Oo naman. Sigurado yan. Masakit talaga. Lalo na yung hindi expected.
Oo. Pero pag in-expect mo kaya sa tingin mo, would it have felt
better? Easier?
May caution. Okay, let's go for caution.
Yes, I love it. O sige, pakilala na natin ang ganda ng boses niya. Bagay na bagay sa kanyang itsura.
Oo.
Sige. Yung guest po natin ngayon, kung hindi man kayo na-inform, ini-inform po namin kayo na siya ay summa cum laude lang naman.
Ay,
BA
ano
Philosophy
summa.
Noong 2006.
Okay.
Tapos, miyembro din po siya ng Student Council.
Okay.
Actually, CSSP Student Counselor po siya at naging USC Vice Chairperson.
Lang naman. Okay.
Lang after naman.
Nag-UP Law po siya at nag-graduate siya kamakailan lang noong 2011. At ipinagdadasal natin na kusama-sama po tayong ipagdasal lang magiging resulta ng kanyang Bar exams. Malapit na po yan. Okay.
Okay. So, today, tonight, we're right. gonna inform you who's our guest.
Correct. A good friend of ours. Wala yes. ba, kundi si Christopher Lau. Yay! Or actually, yung tawag natin, yung pagkakilala sa kanya, Chris. Bago siya naging hashtag Christopher Lau.
Yeah, oh.
Ang full name po niya ay hashtag Christopher Lau.
Hi, hashtag.
Yeah, Chris. Bati ka, Chris.
Hello. Hello po sa ating mga listeners.
Thank you for being here.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.
Alam mo, simulan na natin sa isang mapangahas na tanong.
Ay, gusto ko to.
No? Kailangan talaga, Tito Boy, yung channel natin.
Channel.
Oo. Christopher, isang mapangahas na tanong.
Ay.
Sa tingin mo ba, ito tanong ng buong bayan, no? Tanong ng sambayanan, sa tingin mo ba, sikat ka na?
Aray.
Ang ganon.
Ako, personally, sa tingin ko, hindi ko alam ma'am yung sagot dyan. Parang oo, parang hindi. Dahil I think we've been brainwashed to think na sikat ka if you're seen on TV.
Mm-hmm.
Diba? Parang ganyan. Pero kasi these days, you know, hindi natin ma-underestimate yung power ng internet.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Kasi hindi natin, dapat siguro matuto na tayong tumingin sa internet bilang isang mas malaking forum, di ba? Or medium, di ba? So, siguro nga, sikat ako. Kasi yung internet, hindi ko i-underestimate. Kahit hindi ako, I don't have the presence sa TV, pero sa internet, grabe, such that nabibigyan ako ng free drinks, tapos lumalapit yung mga tao, nagpapapicture, ganyan. So, siguro nga, di ba? Kasi, nag-council-council tayo, eh, hindi natin nararasan yan.
Tama.
Na nagpapapicture, di ba? People don't really take the time to have their pictures taken with us. But now, they do. So, I think, ibang level nga yun.
Totoo, although you started on TV, no, dahil dun sa news,
right.
pero talagang kumalat siya talaga
sa internet.
Right. At gusto lang nating sabihin na, meron ng recognition ngayon kay Chris Lau. Kasi pinakilala natin siya, at yung mga taong tao, pag sinabi mong si Christopher Lau, para may knowing look or comment.
Correct.
Oo. So, yeah, ako, I would say na sabi mga to, meron na siyang na-achieve na certain level of
notoriety.
Correct.
Why not?
Okay. So, because of the experience, no, and it was not really a positive experience. When we say sikat, kasi usually we associated something positive.
Yeah, right.
Pero ito, notoriety, kasi nga, it was a negative experience. Right. Pwede mo ba kaming ibalik, Chris Lau, Christopher Lau, doon sa pagkakataon na nangyari ito? Maybe we should start with, how did you find out about it, na meron ng ganito palang nangyayari?
Mm-hmm. Ah, okay.
Or that something was not right.
Oo,
diba?
Something was not right. Oo.
Correct. Ah, alam niyo, yung umpisa ng interview, parang okay pa eh, kasi parang I saw it as a way to air a legitimate grievance. And then, bigla na lang, nag-iba yung tono nung interview, di ba?
Then
after the interview, I felt bad. So, that was the start. May hint na.
Don, liwanagin muna natin. Ano ba tong interview na pinag-uusapan natin?
Okay.
Okay. Let's start with Mel Chanko.
Sige, let's start with Mel Chanko.
No.
Kanong bagyo ba to? Pedring?
Kabayan.
Kabayan. Si Kabayan, ano? Abay, may nakita ang kotse na huli ng ating camera na
lumutang!
Yan po, nagkabahas somewhere in Quezon City.
Yeah, sa Mother Ignacia.
Sa Mother Ignacia.
Yes.
Tapos may kotse nga silang nakitang lumutang! Ayun, and that, ikaw, ikaw pala ang sakay.
Gusto lang namin sabihin na gano'n na gano'n ang pagkasabi ni Tita Mel, ano?
Unfortunately, si Chris Lau pala ang sakay ng kotse.
Lumutang! Okay.
Okay. So you were interviewed.
Yes. Na-miscalculate yung depth ng water. So,
okay.
Tinuloy ko.
So, ano nangyari sa kotse?
Ha? Ano? Una, maayos pa. At nabenta pa.
Hindi, ano nangyari? Miscalculate mo yung depth nung ano?
At tumirik.
So, syempre.
Tumirik.
Lumutang.
At pumasok yung tubig.
Gusto natin sabihin, ano nangyari sa kotse?
Ano nangyari sa kotse?
Lumutang.
Ubus natin yung oras natin dito.
Hindi ako sinasabihin eh. Pero syempre, masaya lang yun sabihin ngayon. Pero nang pagkakataon na yun, Chris, I'm sure hindi yun madali
Absolutely.
For you.
It was very frustrating kasi syempre, di ba, pinaghirapan mo yung sasakyan, tapos you made that silly decision na nawala lahat.
Mm-hmm.
So at the time, you can just imagine the level of frustration. It was too much.
So you admit that...
Absolutely. I admit that.
Hindi mo pa
I
alam ito ng gusto. You admit? You admit to the crime. Okay. Okay.
Masaya to, masaya to. As a lawyer, as ano?
Invoke your right against self-incrimination, Chris.
De, pero sige, you admit to what?
I admit to having miscalculated.
Okay.
The death and therefore having made a silly decision.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, take note also of the use of the word silly from other words that were used.
Oh, that's right. Oh, ibang iba.
To describe what you did. Yes. Okay, so, or what happened.
Right.
So, nung in-interview ko na, it started with, like, the reporter was asking you, ano yung nangyari? Bakit ganon? Hindi mo ba nakita, actually?
Oo.
Yun eh, no? Parang kasing... Sorry.
Kasi yung tono ng pagtatanong, halimbawa, hindi nyo ba nakita?
Oo, medyo mali. Kasi alam...
For you, man.
Yes. Kasi alam ng tao eh. Alam ko naman na may mali talaga sa ginawa ko.
Okay.
Pero kailangan lang ng konting oras para i-absorb ko yung nagawa kong pagkakamali. To absorb the frustration, di ba?
Okay. So, kumbaga, napunta ka sa defensive side.
Absolutely. Uh-oh. Tapos maging yun.
Oo.
So, yung question na yun, wala nang ibang ano yun eh, purpose.
Correct.
Except to annoy.
Parang malicious talaga, no?
Yeah. You want the frustration to manifest, really. Medyo mali. You don't know na.
Okay. So, nainis ka, lumubog ka na, alam mo na you made a silly decision, and then there's this person in front of...
Pinapaamin sa'yo.
Oo. Okay. So, ang nangyari tuloy, yung mga sagot mo, naging defensive ka.
Oo. Kasi at the time, gusto mo kasing, alam mo yun, para hindi ka masyadong frustrated.
Uh-oh.
Gusto mong malaman na mayroon pang ibang factors.
Okay. Uh-oh. Yes. Oo.
Siguro, bakit hindi hinarangan? Gusto mo kasi irrationalize ng ganun eh. Para hindi ka masyado galit.
Oo.
Pero kasi siya, iba.
Uh-oh. So, iba yung effect nun sa'yo.
Uh-oh.
So, yung I should have been informed na line, what exactly did you mean by that?
Right. Yeah, yun na nga, di ba? Kasi naghahanap ka na ng, kunwaga, baka maliban sa aking pagkakamali, baka meron pa akong ibang, baka may ibang factors pa. Sabi nga ng friend ko eh, na parang according to psychologists, sa gayong sitwasyon, dalawa lang yung possible reactions. One, to blame everybody else other than yourself. And second, to just keep quiet and just accept it. So, siguro, ako at ang ibang tao na may pwede yung, hindi lang sa akin kasi posible yung reaction na yun, pati sa iba, na maghanap ng ibang mali para ma-absorb mo.
Right.
Unti-unti. But of course, there is that level of recognition already.
Mm-mm.
Pero naghahanap ka lang. So, siguro,
parang gut reaction lang yun.
That's right. Oh. So, I should have been informed. Yun eh.
Uh-oh.
It captures everything na parang in-inform nyo dapat ako na walang harang, na may baha, may bagyo ngayon, hindi pwede daan ito, ganyan, na masyadong malalim, lahat-lahat na.
Okay.
And of course, including also the media crew
Mm-mm-mm.
who were there,
Mm-mm-mm.
they should also have informed me. Kasi sa totoo lang pwede eh. Diba sa law, we have this what we call last clear chance. And for me, I think my last clear chance sila to inform me na, wait, wag kang dumaan. Kasi pwede naman sila mag-wave eh.
Uh-huh.
Diba? Kasi they were there.
Uh-oh.
So, kasama sila doon.
Yeah. The thing could have been prevented.
Yes.
Kung merong nag-inform sa'yo.
Oh, kahit sila. Kasi andun sila eh. Rather than just filming the whole thing, they could have said, they could have already warned me, mukhang umaandar to ah. Dapat may nag-wave na, wala eh. Parang they wanted it to happen.
Okay, Chris, na-observe mo na walang taong, walang ibang sasakyan tumatawid, ikaw lang yun nandun. Mm-hmm. Siguro magandang tanongin, although you made a point already that it was a silly decision. Was it your first time to pass by that area? Hindi mo ba talaga, sabi mo nga na miscalculate mo, so you're not familiar with the place, hindi, so bakit ka tumuloy?
Okay.
Siguro yun yung tanong.
That's why I say miscalculated thing, it's precisely because I've done it before. And I succeeded before.
Okay.
Na malakas yung ulan, tinuloy ko. At I got through.
Right.
And I've done it a couple of times. Tapos at that time, it was either that or EDSA. And EDSA wasn't moving.
Mm-mm.
Tapos alam natin, the Philippines, kapag EDSA plus umulan, equals, ano?
Forever.
Forever. I didn't want to risk that. So I had errands to do. So tinuloy ko. Yun nga lang, hindi
mo alam na this time.
Yes, and sa totoo lang, yung sa Philippines naman kasi, hindi talaga sign yung walang sasakyan. Medyo it's a hint, but it's not conclusive na don't do it. Kasi sa Philippines, na antayan talaga. At na-prove ko yan kasi sa akin dati, may sa UP mismo, sa CP Garcia ba yun? Basta ang grabe yung baha. Tapos walang tumuloy. Ako yung nauna. Tapos nagsunuran na sila nung nakatawid ako.
Ay, ah. Ano naman po pala talaga? Si Chris lang, mahilig lang po talagang tumawid.
Sumulong.
Gusto mabasa. Oo, hindi niya lang na-calculate at that time na talagang lulubog siya.
Tama.
Okay, so, ano? Oo. Sige, tanongin na ba natin? Siguro maganda na lang muna. Paano mo nalaman, before we take a break, paano mo nalaman na viral na pala yung news video?
Ah, oh, yun. At yung BlackBerry ko, ayaw na mag-stop, mag-vibrate.
Okay.
Oo. Tapos pagtingin ko, ang dami ko ng friend requests. Parang hundreds.
Na friend requests?
Oo. So, hindi na normal yun, di ba? May nangyayari na. Ba't ang daming mga gusto makipagkaibigan sa akin, hindi ko kilala.
Napanood mo ba yung news?
Napanood ko nung umaga.
Okay, napanood mo yung sarili mo sa news. Nakita mo how it was portrayed?
Sa after the interview, in-air agad nila.
Okay.
Pero hindi pa nila na-edit.
Okay.
So, a friend of mine sent a link and then I viewed it. Yung video pa nila nung morning news.
Okay.
Oh, hindi pa ako nagsasalita doon. Sinabi lang that there's this flood. Mm-hmm. Pero, there was this, parang it was a harbinger what's to come because yung reporter, may hint na siya, si Jun Veneracion was saying, no, naninisi. Naninisi ito. Although, they didn't show me. Meron na siyang ganung hint. Mm-hmm. So, kinabahan ako. And then, sa gabi, tinawagan ako. Nasa news ka, pare. Sabi ko, ano meron? Napanood ko lang yung kinumaga, wala naman eh. Sabi, enti. Sabi ko, bakit? Nagsasalita ba ako dyan? Oo, nagsasalita ka na ngayon. Sabi ko, oh no! Kaya yun. And the following day, that's when it became
trending na
super
Twitter.
Viral.
Oh, okay. Imagine mo si Empress Shock, ha? Empress Shock.
Shook ba siya?
Or whatever. I don't know. Empress Shook, Empress Shock. Basta nasa may soap siya ngayong umaga. Nakita ko yung tweet niya.
About
who
it?
Who is Christopher Lau and why is he trending? Alokang lola mo.
Wow.
Hindi siya na-inform. Kasi siya, hindi siya mag-trending. Tapos Christopher Lau mo, trending sa Twitter.
So, dapat ma-inform siya.
Yun, why not? Okay. So, pag-usapan natin sa susunod nating segment, yung naging experience niya. At
correct.
Kung bakit natin matuturing na cyberbullying.
That's true.
Yung mga bagay-bagay.
Okay. Okay.
So, lahat ng yan sa pagbabalik ng Psycho Clock Habit.
Luputan ka na ba?
Oo naman. Sa alapaap, lalapag in love. Oh,
correct.
Ibabalik po ang
Psycho Clock Habit.
Ito po si Ton.
Si Chay po.
At kasama natin ang internet, ano ba sabi niya?
Celebrity. Oo.
Si hashtag Christopher Lau.
Hi ulit, Chris.
Hello.
Okay. Nasanay po kasi kami tawagin si Chris. Na Chris.
Right.
Oo,
pero sabi ko nga sa kanya, okay lang ba if we call you Chrissy? Then, but tonight lang.
Tawagin ka niyang?
Bimbi. You can call me Bimbi rin if you like.
Don't rub it in, Chris. So ako naman si Rufa.
Yeah,
so sige. Ay, ang ganda.
Okay lang ba?
Okay.
I'll be Bimbi, you'll be Rufy, and he'll be Chrissy.
Ah, sige. Huwag pa kayo malito, ha? Mga tagapakinig. Okay. Okay. Dahil ako si Rufa.
Okay.
Oo. So pag-usapan naman natin ngayon yung bullying. Bullying, no? So, bullying, alam natin, nangyayari yan in person.
No?
Pero, uso-uso na rin yun ang cyberbullying. Chris Lau, ano ang cyberbullying?
Okay. Cyberbullying is also known as trolling.
Trolling?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a description given to someone's online actions that are deliberately inflammatory or abusive.
Yun. Okay. So, ano ba yung sabi? Pag-inflammatory, nakakapag-incite ng init ng ulo.
Causes distress.
Okay.
And ano yung sabi mong isa? Inflammatory and?
Abusive. Yes. So, okay. Ito, these cause distress to another.
Okay.
So, internet, it can't be physical harm, correct? Because it's virtual, eh. So, definitely, it's emotional, psychological distress.
Okay. So, yung pag-post ba nung news video, does it count as cyber, yung posting lang ha, itself, cyberbullying na ba yun?
When you post, I don't think so. When you post, it's not cyberbullying.
Pero paano
siya? But when
siya?
You put a libelous or an abusive or inflammatory caption to it,
okay.
when it becomes,
yun eh, no?
Like,
a case of cyberbullying.
Can we ask him for example?
Oh, sige.
But wait lang, I think, we can also go back to the intent. Eh.
Okay.
Kasi if that video, if posting that video would inevitably lead to bullying by others, then you would yourself have committed
Exactly.
Parang iilis
mo muli. Yes, kasi yun yung intent mo eh. And tulad niya, no? Kita mo naman na if you share this to another person, given the way it's edited, definitely would elicit such kind of response, then you are being a bully. Kasi you really want to elicit the inevitable response. So even without the captions, it's a case of bullying. But in itself, you know, it's not eh. But the consequences kasi, when taken into account, you know,
can
lead us to say that this is an incident of bullying.
The reason why I ask that is because alam naman natin sa social media na yung mga tao napakadali lang mag-click ng share, di ba? Pero minsan pag-isipan muna natin, ito bang i-share natin? Ano magiging impact doon sa person na involved sa picture na yon or doon sa video na yon? Kasi pwede na finorward yung video mo na ang ganda ng performance mo. That doesn't count the cyberbullying kasi iba naman yung impact sa'yo. Pero kung sa tingin mo, it will lead to greater distress to the person who is there on the video, pag-isipan muna natin. And then, yung caption, no? Ano yung mga para sa'yo ay mga instances ng bullying directly na sa'yo, para sa'yo?
So, ito, no, nakita natin na merong video, tapos may captions. Tapos meron ding comments, iba pa yon. So, yung bullying dito took place on different levels. Sa video with caption, may mga nakasulat na bobo.
Parang supportive pa eh. So, diba yung mga parang pinakabobong tao or parang...
Actually, na-label na ako as pinakabobong Pinoy na kalagay doon.
Grabe.
Actually, meron pang yung word na tanga. Diba?
Yung bobo, yung tanga. And it's squint-eyed, you know. Very racist, actually. Tapos parang may... Tapos sa comment naman, yun, bobo, paulit-ulit yun eh, bulok, bobo. Kahit sabi na natin may mga pambawi paminsan, di ba, na sayang, gwapo ka pa naman. May mga ganyan eh, no? Pero they didn't help. Sayang, bobo ka pa rin. Parang ganyan eh, di ba? Ang sama ng dating, ano?
Siguro maganda rin tanong eh, no, na nagkaroon ba ng point na nahiwalay mo? Kasi I think some people are reacting not just to your miscalculation, pero the fact that you were also, sabi nila, parang blaming others pa. I think aside from the thing na lumutan ka, yung after pa yung interview mo, parang merong may negative effect din.
Ayun naman, I do not consider that bullying when you give a fair comment.
Okay.
So sabihin mo lang na this is not a good way, this is not the right way to handle this thing. You could have behaved parang, di ba?
Kunwari lang, parang less angry.
Or maybe sort of blood, less arrogant. No?
This, you are
ganda, ang ganda nga ng white shirt, ganda ng fit, no? Ng white shirt. Pero ang yabang. Ayan, kunyari ganyan.
Ganyan, mga fair, ano yan, yung parang you are arrogant here. Yung mga ganyan. But the moment you resort to, yun na nga, no, ad hominem attacks.
Like, yun, yung sabi ng ad hominem.
Ad hominem, attack against the person already.
Okay.
They're not attacking the act, but the person. Yun yung mali. That's the abusive part.
Okay.
Kasi hindi mo siya kilala but you're judging him already.
Correct.
You're telling him bobo. Diba? Bobo, yung bobo lang na term, ano na yan eh, it can't in any way be fair. It is defamatory in nature.
Diba? So it was a miscalculation that particular instance.
Tapos
pagkatao mo na yung natira ikaw.
Yung bulok ka, yung bobo, bulok, ano pa ba yun?
Ano na yung pinakamasakit na online comment na natanggap mo?
Ayun, parang kasi they made me feel worthless. Parang yun yung pinakamasakit eh. I don't know kung anong, siguro yung bobo, yan. Masakit na yan eh. Tapos yung pinakabobo, di ba, ibang level. Pinakabobo,
parang
Pinoy,
kunuha mo
na
yung trono.
ikaw na lahat.
Parang, ang masakit sa akin is yung a statement that para bang, ano tawag dito? That takes away everything that I have earned. Yun ang nasasaktan ako sa ganun, no? Parang this statement that erases whatever achievement I had. Yun. Siguro, yan ang masakit. Tapos yun, merong, ang isa sa mga talagang that struck me is this. Yung sabi niya na diktikin sa insulto si Christopher Lau para magpakamatay. Yung masakit sa akin.
God.
Yun.
Meron?
Oo. ganun talaga yung mga bullies eh.
Oh.
Yun, yung mentality nila
dati. Did you ever find out who these people are?
Ay, di na eh. Kasi nga, yun na nga isang, challenge that we are facing right now in the realm of internet is really that people can libel anonymously.
Correct. Pero ito, so, yun, you think these are complete strangers or people who already know you?
Dun, ay, you would meron not ding, know. I would. Merong iba na alam ko, hindi ito ako kilala. Meron namang iba na nagbigay ng hint. Okay. Nakasama ko yan sa konseho dati. May mga ganyan.
Okay.
So, dun, nakikilala ko.
Okay.
Ako yung gusto ko na malaman, Ms. Shea, does it help when you're in that situation to actually read these comments? Kasi
hindi.
Ang impression ko, parang binasa mo din at tinignan
binasa ko talaga lahat. Doon ako nagkamali.
Okay.
Oo. Kasi akala ko, yun na nga, mentally, I was prepared for it.
Mm-hmm.
But physically pala, a human being can only take in so much hate.
Mm-mm.
Such that, even though I thought I was mentally prepared, my body was absolutely not.
So you were reacting to it.
I got sick. Yeah, I got so sick. And then everything that was coming out of my system was blood. For a week, I think I did not eat. And then for days, I did not drink water.
No.
It's just that the body shuts down. Kasi it's in defensive mode. Eh. There's really that connection between your mind and your body.
Mm-hmm.
If your mind thinks that it's under attack, the body reacts the same way. So at that time, I felt that I was under assault. I was, sabi ko nga sa inyo, physical assault is no different from, verbal abuse is no different from physical abuse, if not worse. So, imagine niyo if more than 50,000 people attack you physically, your body would really shut down.
Mm-mm.
Para kang Japan, na for years. Hindi, di ba? Parang, you close your country for years.
Ay, nakakalong.
What an analogy, di ba?
Let's talk about GNPs now.
Japan.
Hindi, really, di ba? Parang you would really close yourself. And then, parang...
After the World War ba ito? Ano sabi mo?
Kasi, di ba? Hindi ko talaga, you really have to protect, parang lahat, ina-attack ka. So, talagang you have to shut down. Kasi hindi ka na pwede maging semi-permeable. Hindi ka na discerning. You cannot screen anymore who are good, who are bad, which are good comments, which are bad comments. You really have just to shut down. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I shut my Facebook down kasi I also could not screen.
Mm-hmm.
So, yun, my body reacted same way na nag-shut down talaga siya. And, grabe, feeling niya talaga, basta, the unbelievable connection between mind and body was proven at that point.
Really, Descartes.
Duguan talaga ako, guys. Sobra. Lahat ng lumalabas sa sistema ko, dugo. I don't know what happened. It bled even before I shut down myself from food. Which means na parang para akong sinuntok. Binugbog yung internal organs ko and they bled. I mean, it's not from refusing to eat.
Uh-huh.
It just bled in itself. It's unbelievable. Yung parang, wow. Amazing. It's
siguro,
amazing. Nobody, pero yung mga tao na tumatawa, hindi nila alam yung mga nangyaring ganun. JMA7, hindi nila alam, di ba? Kahit, siguro, while they were basking in the ratings, di ba? Hindi nila alam na merong isang tao namamatay na. Because I was really dying. My body felt like it was dying.
And you were not used to this kind of attention. Kasi ito, parang very first time.
Ang parallel naman.
I mean, diba?
when we graduated with the highest honors and we stood there on stage and everybody, diba? Parang everybody was looking at you and giving you praises. This was just unparalleled because this was nationwide.
Exactly.
Global pala. It trended pala worldwide. Unparalleled attention, my goodness.
And negative pa. Naisip ko kasi, yung mga artista, kunyari, dun sa dami ng intrigang dinadaanan nila, di ba? People would always say that.
Uh-huh.
Na parang ang dami-daming dumarating, pero kaya ko yan, ganyan, no? Pero kasi parang, yun, medyo alam nila na they're going public and that would be a part of it.
That's
this doesn't mean...
There was the caution already.
In fact, but this doesn't mean that they don't get hurt anymore, ha? Pero ang sinasabi lang natin,
but
siguro
some,
it was doubly difficult for you kasi hindi mo talaga siya na-anticipate that this would happen right that time.
I was an obscure private individual as opposed to a showbiz person. A showbiz person would look at this as an opportunity and even
maybe,
would be happy about something like that.
Some people would
have even told me na parang, stop that, you know? I mean, a lot of people would kill or die for for the kind of fame that you got. Pero kasi for us, private individuals, obscure ones, most especially, mm-hmm. parang it was doubly hard.
Mm-mm-mm-mm.
It was harder, in fact, for me because I was used to praises.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Especially pertaining to my intellect and for
tapos
one,
ito.
And then all of a sudden parang I have been told by more than 100,000 people that I was stupid. Uh-huh. I didn't deserve all the achievements that I got. Just so much take
Nako,
in.
Ramdam na ramdam pa rin natin.
Oh, okay. Actually, bakit sa totoo lang dati iyak, alam mo yung naranasan niyo ba yung umiiyak kayo? Involuntarily, may ganun ba?
Naku!
Involuntary.
Tears naman ay involuntary, correct? Pero ito talaga yung, kahit hindi ka naman nasa mood para umiyak, tapos biglang tumutulo lang yung luha mo.
Eto really? Na, naku, Chris. Mamaya pag-usapan natin yung mga pagkakataon na nababasa ang iyong mga mata nang hindi mo namamalayan. Pero seryoso pa nararamdaman namin yung anguish at pasensya na, Chris, no? You have to talk about it again.
Thank you, for sharing.
But we will continue talking about it. Nagpagpasensya pa rin. Tuloy natin ito mamaya.
Hindi, pero
no?
Siguro yung pag-usapan natin kung meron bang, may mabuti bang
anong nangyari? Oo. Pagkatapos nito.
Kasi ito alam natin, parang yun nga, ang bigat na parang you almost, you felt like you were dying.
Correct.
Pero meron bang parang saving grace? Or
exactly.
May mabuti bang nangyari? Uh-oh. Parang, naging ka bang Jean Grey Phoenix rising from the ashes.
Uh-huh.
At, may sabihin ako pero baka racist. Sige. Sige. Joke lang. Sige. So lahat ng yan, Miss Shane, ako last segment na nga mo pagbalik.
Correct.
Ayoko pa. Sige. Why not? So lahat ng yan, let's make things lighter. Once again, sa pagbabalik ng Psycho Clock Habit.
Masarap. Ulit-ulitin. Nabully ka na ba?
Ay. Naiyak.
Seryoso.
Naiyak, ano? Involuntarily. Sabi nga ng bisita natin. Nababalik po ang
Psycho Clock Habit.
Ito po si Ton.
Si Chepo.
At again, ako last segment na nating makakasama. Ang nag-trending worldwide na si hashtag
Christopher Lau.
Hi, Chris.
Opo. Kanina pinag-usapan po natin yung mga experiences at impact, no? Negative impact ng cyberbullying kay Christopher Lau. Oo. Tingnan naman natin ngayon, no? Paano ka nag-cope after nung mga lahat ng very negative comments, experiences, paano ka nag-cope? At meron din ba, I'm sure, bukod naman dun sa mga negative comments, meron din bang nagpahayag ng support sa'yo?
Yung marami akong mga kaibigan na napahayag ng suporta. Mm-hmm. May mga blockmates sa law na may release pa ng statements sa blog. So yun.
Uh-oh.
Mga dating na, tsaka yung mga deeds, of course. Mga former deeds. So
meron ka namang social support.
Oo, marami. Yun eh. Actually, one of the reasons why I survived is because of the quality of the friends that I had.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Diba? Yung titingnan mo kasi kung sino yung mga nagsasabi ng ganito sa'yo at yung nagsasabi ng ganito. So, nung tinignan ko yung mga, syempre, sa internet, diba, parang hindi mo kilala and then, diba, parang kung ano yung sinusulat nila, nag-reflect din sa kung sino sila and then, I looked at my friends, tapos iba yung mga sinasabi. And then, tinignan ko yung, diba, yung kalidad naman ng mga kaibigan ko. Parang, bakit ito yung paniniwalaan ko?
Yun. So, ibig sabihin, kahit na yun, kasama mo, almost 100,000 yung nag-attack sa'yo verbally.
Oo.
Kasi lang kahit na may konti
kahit
lang
lima,
na solid.
Kahit lima, diba? Pero yung lima, solid eh.
Okay.
You know, with unquestionable competence, integrity, probity. So,
Diba?
Yeah.
I love it.
Okay na yun. They're worth, diba? More than the hundreds of thousands who abused me.
Bukod doon sa social support, na meron pa bang ibang ways na ginawa ka para makapag-cope dito sa very negative experience na to?
Oo, kasi yun na nga, no, nakakaya rin kasi sa mga friends mo. Kunwari meron kang 5 very good and quality friends, tapos merong mga ganyan karami tao nag-aabi sa iyo. Siyempre, pag pinakalat nila yung videos, nakikita rin ng mga quality friends mo. So, nakakaya rin, di ba? Na parang, kailangan pa ba nilang makita yun? Kailangan pa ba makita ng pamilya mo yun? Nagbinababoy ka? Mm-hmm. Yun lang eh. I think that hurts the most eh. Yung nakita lang ng loved ones mo na binababoy ka.
Mm-hmm.
Matibuhin ka na lang ibang hindi mo kilala. Okay lang yan. Pero makita lang na nasasaktan yung mga kakilala mo dahil binababoy ka. Medyo iba na yan, di ba?
Oo, di ba? Classic yan, Ton. Oo, kasi lagi nating statement yan. Naku, pasensya na po, nagjo-joke kami about it. Pero totoo pala yun na yung, ako kung ako lang, kaya ko to eh.
Tirahin nyo lang ako, paulit-ulit walang problema eh.
Pero kapag pamilya ko na.
Nadadamay, yun. Yan. Luha na yung dapat.
Sige, how did your family react to this event?
Ah, yun, sabi nila, a prudent man overlooks an insult. So, let's just overlook it. Because that's what prudent men do.
Okay.
And parang this is not worth our while. So, let's just overlook it. Yun lang yung sinabi nila. So, we kept quiet. They kept quiet the whole time. And, yun ang ano, totoo yun eh. Kasi, sabi ko, nung first phase ko, na parang, shit, nasaktan ako. Kasi, binaboy ako. Mm-hmm. Second level, pag nakayaran mo nang binaboy ka, parang, paano yung mga loved ones ko? Mm-mm. Parang tinitinan ko ngayon daughter ko na parang, paano ba yan? Will they laugh at you the same way that they did at me? Parang, nabahiran ka ba nung shame that I caused? Parang ganyan. Mm-mm. So, doon ako naging overly concerned and that caused me depression. Mm-mm. Tapos, yun. Anyway, basta, I did not give up. Kasi sabi ko nga sa daughter ko na, it's okay for me to lose everything for as long as I am alive and I can give you everything.
Wow.
Lose that's everything so you can give your loved ones everything. That's, you know, the lesson that I got from this.
Okay.
And but then, what did I do? Mm-hmm. Well, I left the country twice, diba? Okay. I had to find solace elsewhere. So, I had to leave the country because it was very crowded. I felt that it was very crowded here and as being talked about here and it being in, being defamed here. So, I left the country because I thought people there did not recognize me. It was in Thailand, really, that I found my inner peace. Because in Thailand, in the different temples, was where I went back to basics. Meaning, the more important things in life. Meaning, the non-material things in life. Because, you know, yung reputation kasi is very, very material.
Okay. Para,
when, para ba? It's very material. So that when you get too attached to it, just like when you get too attached to any material thing like money, the moment that you lose them, you become a wreck.
So these were the things that helped you, at least for the time, recover and strengthen yourself again. Pero, ang dami, of course, we don't want to go through a very bad event in our lives. Pero, mukhang may mga good effects naman ito sa'yo.
Yes. No?
So what would you count as positive effects of the event?
Well, I learned how to let go of the material things, the fleeting, temporal things, and hang on to the more important things in life. Now, it's more important for me to make other people happy, my loved ones happy, than to make myself happy. And then I also learned to listen to important people and not to listen to people who don't really matter to me and say bad things. So, in that sense, I am not concerned with reputation at all. And I don't listen to that much to other people who don't really matter. So, with that, I was able to just decide for myself and not listen to what other people say and accepted endorsements.
Oh, yeah. Exactly. I was
gonna mababaw na dahilan,
so, instead of actually going private and becoming quiet again, you became more public. And in fact, you're using this,
incident.
The incident,
as a
your experience,
leverage.
As a leverage for something.
Right.
Ano ito, Chris? Would you like to share?
Yes. Yun, sabi ko, hindi na ako nakikinig sa iba. So, sabi, kasi nung inoferan ako ng endorsement, may mga nagsasabi na, babatanggapit yan because it will stir up the controversy once more. Babalik yung issue. Sabi ko, hindi. Babayaran naman ako dito, may talent fee. Tapos, makikita nila the fun side of me, which, you know, hindi ko na makilala ipakita, pero kasama na sa endorsement yon. And then, mababayaran ko yung tuition ng daughter ko. And, of course, the brand is a good brand, di ba? BPI. So, when that offer came, I accepted it. So, yeah, that's one good thing that happened. And then,
kumita pa!
And then, I got positive reviews. Sabi ko nga, hindi naman importante sa akin makuha ko yung mga reviews or rehabilitate my name. Wala na yan eh. Tapos na ako dyan eh. I have learned to detach myself from these things. Pero nangyari, so parang bonus.
Okay.
Yan lang.
And of course, ngayon, you're fighting against cyberbullying.
Yes.
I haven't gone through the experience. Ikaw, ngayon, alam mo na hindi dapat ito ginagawa.
Mm-hmm.
Would you say that this is now your personal advocacy?
Yes.
Like, do you go around?
Yes.
Okay.
I conduct talks in different universities. Mm-hmm. I educate the people. I inform the people that it is not right to bully.
Okay.
So yon. Speaking of...
Oo, siguro maganda magkaroon tayo ng fast talk lang.
Oh, correct.
Ton, ikaw.
Para lang masaya tayo. Dahil sabi nga natin, we want to be informed.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
And that Chris should have been informed.
Mm-hmm.
So ang gawin nating challenge sa kanya ay, Chris, inform us very quickly lang dahil malapit na tayong magtapos.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Few thoughts about, okay, inform us about, unahin na natin to, ABS-CBN versus GMA news, I guess. Some thought.
Fast
talk to. Hindi
paano
ka
ba?
Pwede. Mabilis lang. Hindi ka pwede mag-isip na matagal.
Okay. E di, ako, I don't watch GMA news.
ito to.
Okay. Why not? Inform us, what are your thoughts about casual relationships? Malapit na ipalabas yung unofficial yours na movie.
Oh.
So, quick thoughts about it.
Okay. Kung agree ang both parties, okay, go.
Okay.
I love it. Go.
Why not? Finally, the Corona impeachment case, which is ongoing. Inform us, thoughts about it.
Oo, lahat po tayo manood and be informed kung ano yung nangyayari. Marami po tayong mga learnings na mapupulot dito.
Right.
And it is a democratic exercise.
Okay.
We can all learn from.
Will we see you soon someday being impeached? Will we see you soon someday? Legislating or parang ano ba tawag dun sa parang pag ikaw yung objection, Your Honor, parang sa trabaho na yun, yung
defense counsel.
Yung corporate law, tapos merong anong tawag
na? Litigation.
Will we see you someday?
Sana. Pero ngayon po, no, gusto ko talagang maging pop star.
So, magkoconcentrate mo na siya sa showbiz career.
Di ba kasi Ann Curtis nga meron, di ba? Why not? Go lang ng go.
I think you should have a show.
Ipaglaban mo yan.
Hashtag. I think you should, ano talaga na?
Tingin ko pwede naman talaga si Chris.
True.
No?
Mag-artista.
Kasi mukha naman talaga siyang artista.
True.
Pero Chris, sana don't forget to inform us na baka meron kang mga talks na darating. Baka gusto nating imbitahan yung ating mga estudyante na makinig. Kasi I think kailangan i-educate talaga ngayon ang mga kabataan.
That's right.
Hindi lang kabataan. Lahat ng gumagamit ng social media to use it more responsibly.
Okay. To learn more from me, you can follow me. At Chris Lau. I am Chris Lau at Twitter.
Chris Lau, Twitter. Sundan niyo po yan. Sundan niyo yung Foch official, Daisy UP 1602, tapos yung I am Chris Lau.
Oo. Ayan, closing na. Chris, meron ka bang mensahe para kay Una June Generation?
Siya po yung reporter, who insisted na kasalanan ni Chris.
Kasalanan mo, oo.
Nagbago ka na ba?
Ang ganda! Eto, para sa nagsabing ikaw ay Lupita! Kay Tita Mel, Chanko.
Tita Mel at saka Jimmy 7. Alam niyo po naman siguro paano ko kontakin, ano? Kahit sorry lang. Diba? Wala pa kasi. Maraming salamat.
Thank you. At syempre sa ating mga tagapakinig, may message ka ba or meron ka bang gustong kumusahin?
Ito lang sa ating mga listeners. Huwag po tayong mag-bully dahil masama pong epekto niyan. Nakaka-lessen po ng self-confidence. At saka, ibig sabihin, no, pag walang confidence yung tao, he will not aspire for great things in life. He will settle for less.
Mm-hmm.
And mas nakakatakot po, no, according to studies, yung binubuli po, malaki po ang probability na maging kriminal. Okay? So kapag kayo po nagbubuli, nagko-contribute kayo sa taas ng krimen ng society natin. So, tigilan natin ito, okay?
Okay.
Maraming salamat for informing us, Christopher Lau.
Yes, we wish you well. Alam natin, may mga paparating na big news in the coming days.
That's
so
true. Let us, no? Inform us.
At sana hindi ito yung last.
Yes, definitely. We're gonna invite you again, Chris.
Thank you.
Kung gusto, bubo tayo na bagong segment dito called hashtag or what's sulit, mommy.
Maraming salamat po
thank
sa lahat
you
na nakinig. Maraming
Chip
salamat, Christopher
Lau. So
nice
to have you back.
Thank you so much, Don.
But okay lang ba, before we end this, mayroon tayong nakalimutan gawin last week.
Ay, correct!
At kailangan natin bumawi. This is 1 week late.
Uh-oh.
But we just like to greet a belated
happy birthday to our very, very dear friend, Diwa Quiñones.
Sabi nga po namin na siya yung ating first ever
fan. Number one fan, literally.
Number one fan po natin yan. Kaya, I mean, sabi nga ni Julia Roberts, nakalimutan niya pasamata si Aaron Brockovich, shamefully forgot to greet our good friend Diwa Quiñones. Belated happy birthday.
Belated happy birthday.
Kung naman daw at magaling ito,
Nai-inform
pa rin. We'd like to inform the world. It was his birthday last week. Yes.
Maraming salamat po sa lahat na nakinig tonight.
Please, thank you, Balika.
Salamat. Oo naman. Wala naman.
Okay, sige. Miss Shade.
Yes, abangan niyo po ang aking mga pagbabalik sa mga susunod na linggo.
Lalo na episode 69.
Yes,
episode 69.
Kailangan gawin natin yung 69
na
yan.
Hindi pwedeng wala ka dito.
Hindi ko pa yan.
Sige. Hindi. May patikim na agad. Hindi pa niya yan.
Hindi. Kailangan. Hindi pa tayo umabot sa 69.
Hindi pa kami umabot sa 69. Abangan niyo po yan. Exclusivo.
Correct.
Aabutin. Gawin na natin itong 69 next week. Finally.
Correct.
Maraming salamat, Ivy. Maraming salamat sa iyo.
Thank you, Miss Ivy.
Super. Till next week. Bye-bye.
Bye.